Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The gospel has a delightful fragrance to those who are appointed to hear and believe it. On the other hand, it is an offensive odor to those who are not. As it is written, "Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God." Paul describes a sweet fragrance to the Lord, which is spread in the earth by those he has appointed to declare the unsearchable riches of Christ. "For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. For this sweet perfume of the gospel is delightful to him as he directs it forth to accomplish the exact purpose for which he sends it. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Therefore Paul says this declaration of his word is pleasing unto him, in them that are saved and in them that perish. He is delighted by the exaltation of his name. The Greek word, which means sweet fragrance, is used twice more in the Scriptures. Once in Paul's rejoicing in the gift that was brought to him from the Philippians by the hand of Epaphroditus, where he uses a combination of two of the words. "But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor, that is, a fragrance, of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, pleasing to God." The other instance in which this term is used is found as Paul exhorts the Ephesians, "And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." In this verse, he has reference to the sweet fragrance of the offering of Christ, both in the nostrils of God and in those privileged to hear and believe. We are sanctified through the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. The cross of Christ is that sweet fragrance, which is a delight to all of the awakened sons of God. Yet until such time as the Lord is pleased to open their ears, there each one is deaf as those who never hear. What a glorious privilege is bestowed upon the children of God as he brings them out of darkness. "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Just as a mother rejoices as she holds her newborn babe, which was just moments before the cause of her greatest pain, so too are those who are made to see the glory of Christ, caused to forget any heartache which was used by him to bring them to this glorious revelation. The sweet savor of Christ exceeds all else. In a moment, Job forgot his suffering as the Lord was pleased to reveal himself in his glory. "Thou, O Christ, art all I want. All in all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick, and lead the blind. Just and holy is thy name. I am all unrighteousness. Vile and full of sin I am. Thou art full of truth and grace." So we see Christ as the Savior of sinners, being a sweet-smelling savor in the nostrils of those who have been given faith and the understanding of their own rebellious and unthankful hearts. How delightful it is to contemplate the riches of his grace, the depths of his mercy, and the wonder of his faithfulness. In what else can the sons of God take delight? This blessing is visited upon those whom the Lord has ordained to receive it. "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them." The basis upon which this savor comes to their enjoyment finds its foundation in the fact that the work and the person of Jesus Christ is a sweet savor unto him. Thus he testified, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." That glorious fragrance is demonstrated in Peter's declaration, "And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Is the gospel of God's free grace in Jesus Christ a sweet savor to you?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.